and welcome back to another episode of Quantum Copy Cafe. This is the podcast for everything related to marketing, copywriting, brand energetics. We infuse consciousness, awareness, and alignment into everything that we do. So if you are a conscious business owner or a holistic entrepreneur that specializes in wellness, or even if you're a creative, you know, and you just want to infuse a little bit more of a soul feel into what you do in the everyday basis, then this is the space for you. And I'm so grateful that we get to hang out for another week. And today I'm coming with a lot more energy than I have in the past, because I have a big announcement, something really sacred, really special to share. I have another little seed of light nestled in my womb. We have another little conscious cub along the way. And for those of you who have been pregnant, you know that the fatigue that comes with that is fun and games. So trying to create content, run a business, market, sell, run group programs, coach, do copywriting projects, it's just been a lot. But finally, we are into the second trimester, so things have eased up a little bit. But that is all a part of the story, right? I mean, this is why we start our businesses. This is why we want to create independence and freedom, because I would, and I know so many of you would agree, I would much rather be dealing with the fatigue, the nausea, the headaches, anything that life throws, whether it's a trauma or a pain or a wound or anything that it presents, which is a little bit out of the ordinary. I would rather be dealing with that from the comfort and the safety and the security of my own home than in a corporate office, right? And that's why most of us get into starting our businesses anyway. We want the freedom. We want the independence. We want to be able to write our own paycheck at the end of the month, or have our time on our hands to be able to go to yoga at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, or hey, if you want to, even 11 o'clock in the morning, or, you know, have the flexibility to fetch the kids from school and just take the rest of the day off and just hang out. And I'm not saying do that every day, because I mean, your business isn't going to run itself, or sometimes it can if you have the right systems in place, but it's really about taking your life back into your own hands, right? And we all start businesses for different reasons. And that is what we are going to be speaking about today. This is something that I am so passionate about speaking about, because it is so unique to you. And I'm talking about your sacred story, right? And this is a three-part series that we started, well, it'll be now 3 weeks ago, where we are looking into brand voice and then your story that comes along with it. So just a quick recap. Brand voice is made up of three different elements. You have your tone, you have your tempo, your terminology. Those are the three cups of tea, as I call it. And then you have there are nine different types of voice. So your brand will be one of those types of voice. And I go into this in depth in my group coaching programs and when we are creating messaging strategies and brand voices for clients. So your brand voice is very much influenced as well by your energetic blueprint. So like how the stars come together to create your business. And yes, we can map that out. We can use astrology. We can use human design, numerology, gene keys, all of these beautiful tools to give you an energetic roadmap as to how your brand is encoded to show up in the world. And bringing that into your brand voice just creates a much richer story that just has so much essence to it. There's so much truth. There's so much alignment, right? It's like bringing your brand's chakras into alignment, if you could say that. But what I really want to talk to you about today is the sacred story, right? So your voice, and we are like, brand voice is everywhere. People speak about it until the cows come home. They talk about brand voice, you got to have a brand voice. And yes, you do. But your brand voice is the how, right? It's how your story is communicated into the world. Your story is your why. And this is the part of a business or a brand that I am, it gives me absolute shivers every time I connect with a different brand and hear their story and have their truthful, aligned, real story come to the surface, because it's like your fingerprint, right? It's like your signature. It's something that is encoded only to you. It's the one thing that no one can take from you. At the end of the day, they can take your colors, your fonts, your logo, your visuals, like everything can be taken and recreated and reproduced. But when it comes to your story, And the way that you show up in the world and why you show up in the world, that is unique only to you, right? So we're going to be getting into that a little bit more in depth this morning. Okay. So to start with, the big question that I get asked a lot is, what do I share? Like, right, well, what is my story? What is relevant? What is not relevant? What do people want to hear? What do they not want to hear? And when it comes to creating your brand story, I want to emphasize that, like, nothing is wrong, right? We are all going to have those pinnacle moments in life that trigger us or cause us to want to start something or create something, right? It could be a traumatic moment. It could be a painful moment. It could be an inspiring moment. It could be one of those aha moments, like, this just makes so much sense. And what I want to really emphasize today is that you don't need to hide yourself behind any mask, right? Or water yourself down at all. At the end of the day, if something was, well, let's put it this way. If something presented itself in life for you to experience and that changed you in some way or another, don't be afraid to share that. You know, at the end of the day, before we were lawyers or accountants or dreamers or creatives or visionaries, we were storytellers. We would gather around fires and we would tell stories. And at the end of the day, it's the human element. It's the human stories that people relate to, right? Not everyone is going to relate to a post that's like, oh, 5 changes to make to your website to increase sales. Not everyone can relate to that. But if you write a post about, like, 5 lessons my divorce taught me about business and life, which actually on the side I actually did write, and it was my best performing post because it was optimistic. It showed that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. It showed that there is life at the end of whatever traumatic experience you move through. And people relate to that. You know, people want to see that it doesn't matter how hard life gets, that there is something on the other side for them. They want to see that they're not alone. They want to see that you're actually human. You're not someone that's standing on a pedestal and shouting at them and barking orders about what they should or should not do for their life. They want to see that you have moved through things. They want to see how you've come through things on the other side. And this is your secret weapon and your points of power. Okay, so as long as it is relevant to your business and to your story, I would say share. And I'm going to give an example of this. So I started to share last year a little bit more about my divorce, right? And before that, I never really dived into this topic at all. Firstly, because being so young, I wasn't sure what people would think. I wasn't sure if it would put off clients. But at the end of the day, this was one of the unconscious pivotal moments that caused me to want to start a business, right? I wanted the financial freedom to be able to look after myself and never have to worry that if anything happens, like, I've got me. I wanted the independence to know that, like, if something happens, I have the means and the mobility to be able to move myself. And I wanted a safe space for the freelance project I was already working on. Like, it just made sense to house everything in a business, right? And I want to emphasize that as you move through life, your why will deepen, your why will change, right? So, for example, after this, I met the most incredible man. We moved to Bali. We lived there for about a year, not intentionally. We actually got stuck on the island during COVID, and it was the best year ever. But then when we got back home, we had the birth of our first daughter. And this was the deepening of my why, because I started to see how there were a lot of schools that we were kind of aligned with, but it wasn't completely holistic. Like, I really wanted something where it was kind of like a green school, which we had actually seen in Bali, where the kids were outside, they were gardening, they were learning life skills. They were really learning how to get in touch with their emotions, manage their nervous systems, deal with conflict, deal with all these things that come up in life that they don't teach you when you're sitting behind a desk. So my why was that I wanted to fund this dream or this vision for my daughter. So I was either going to create a conscious school or save up enough means so that if we found the right school, and obviously they're quite pricey because it is quite an innovative idea and very small, then I would be able to give her the best, right? Without having to worry about, you know, money or any of these other factors. And then my why deepened again. So after a while, I started to realize that you cannot only live your life for another and that you need to live your life for yourself. So my why very much became about me and what do I want for my life and what dreams do I want to bring into fruition? What do I want to do? Do I want to travel? And like traveling was a big one. Yes, I want to explore the world. I want to see the great, you know, architecture, the great landscapes. I want to marvel at culture. I want to meet people. All of these things inspire stories within me. And having the financial means to do that, to have the freedom and the finances to be able to go anywhere and just experience life, that became a why that was important, right? So you'll see over time, your why will change, right? It'll move, it'll morph. And your why is not only linked to you. You are the, I'm going to say, central point of your sacred story. But from that point, it filters out, right? So for instance, my why is not only about myself, my daughter, my family, all of that. It's about each and every one of my clients. It's about wanting to give them that life too, about helping them write websites and bring their business chakras into alignment and create these magnetic and just powerful brand stories that are infused with their sacred energy so that they have choices, so that they can leave jobs that they don't feel aligned with, so that they can be at home with their kids, so that they can travel wherever they feel called to be. And recently, I've had so many of these stories. I've had clients who have quit jobs that are just no longer in alignment. I've had clients that are at home with their kids and their kids have been sick for like 3 weeks and they just don't feel stressed because they can just be there. They don't have to be in an office. You know, I've had clients that have fallen pregnant and just taken, you know, their whole pregnancy off to be with their body, to be with the process, to enjoy it. There is so much potential lying on the other side for you when you have moved through the transformation, when you have embodied your story, where you have accepted the idea that has come to you for whatever you want to create. And you've said, yes, I'm going to do this and I'm going to dive into it. And this is really the magic of the quantum world and quantum sales and all these things that I often speak about, is that you don't have to do it alone. When you are in alignment with your unique purpose and the way in which you are called to show up in the world, the universe will back that, right? It'll back it with energy and clients and finances and wealth and all these beautiful things. And no, I'm not talking about go and light a smudge stick and set an intention and then suddenly you're going to wake up with like 7 figures in the bank. That is not what I'm talking about. You need the strategy. You need the visibility. You need the right words to create this pathway. But what I am saying is that you can have the best marketing plan in the world, the best sales funnel, the best copy, but if you are not in alignment with your true story and who you are meant to be, it will not work for you. Right? So that is the power of really opening up to your sacred story. It's looking at those moments that pave the way for where you are, and then also looking at who you are meant to be in the world, right? And I've moved through this before for years now with so many clients where they try to embody a certain persona, right? They create a brand, they have a brand voice, they have a brand personality. And after a while, it just gets tiring. You know, after like 3-4 years of trying to speak in the same voice and have the same energy and have the same, you know, persona that you have kept up for that long, it doesn't leave space for you to shift, for you to change. And at the end of the day, we have to realize that your brand and your business is going to change in alignment with how you do, right? You are connected. You are the internal world, the energy that fuels your business, and your business is the energy and the vessel that fuels your life. There's no separation. So if you're not going to be the same person in like 2, 3, 4 years time, how do you expect your business to be the same? And this is often when I see businesses fall flat, because like they are so rigid and so scared to transform. It's like, oh, I don't want to go through another rebrand, or I don't want to change my copy, or how do I change my voice? And like, is it going to build break that credibility and trust? And at the end of the day, no, it won't. Not if you do it correctly, because like we spoke about earlier, people are people. They want to know and they want to hear stories. And by sharing a story of transformation, that is real. People want to know that you're human, and human beings transform and they move and they shift. Like, you are not an AI-generated robot. How you sound today and how you sound in 4 years' time and your story and your why and all these things is going to be so different. And believe me, I'm speaking from a real embodied space of wisdom, because I've been through this. I literally launched my website for Get Crystal Clear. We'd finished the branding. I'd moved through so many phases. And it felt like overnight, I was just like, this is not feeling like it's in alignment. This feels sticky. This is the reason why it kept falling, like feeling like we were getting stuck or pushing. And I just want to take things deeper. And from that space of allowing the transformation to occur and giving it permission, Meraki Messaging was born. You know, and I started bringing in a little bit more of the brand energetics, until it got to the point where brand energetics was one of the foundations that I brought into everything, from messaging strategies to website copy to sales funnels. And yes, it was a little bit scary, because I had a long list of clients who'd been with me for a long, long time. And niching down to that level meant that I might lose some of them. But when you say yes to a calling, and to something that keeps like probing you and prodding you, and just an intuitive knowing that this is right, it is the best gift you can give yourself and your business, because you know that you are following a story that is truthful and aligned to who you are. It's your calling, it's your purpose, right? So your sacred story is very much summed up as, it is your true purpose, right? It's nothing that you can create. It's nothing that you can forge or curate. It is something that you can unveil. And that's the beauty of it, is allowing that unveiling to take place and having the courage to really peer deep into who you see on the other side. Because that is your secret source. That is the one thing that everyone speaks about, that magnetism that just magnetizes the right clients into your space, the right opportunities, the right experiences. It's allowing yourself to be seen and having the courage and the confidence to show up and to know that it doesn't matter what people think and what people say about you. It's your story. You know, after sharing part of my story, I had a lot of feedback from that. You know, I was told that running a business for women was unholistic and unaligned. I was told that I was fragmented. I was told all of these opinions that were not really helpful and not really, you know, called for. So just let them go. Let them go. Let them re-land. Hand them back. It's not yours. And know that when you are standing in your truth, when you are sharing something from your heart, from your soul, it might trigger others, because not everyone is able to do that, and that's okay. But don't let the possible responses of someone else stop you from voicing and sharing who you truly are, right? And that's the biggest piece of advice I can give to any business owner. Be you. And I know it sounds cliched and just everywhere, but that's it. That is the secret. Is just allow the layers and the masks and the watered down versions of who you aren't to drop to the floor and just leave you standing there, bare and raw and naked and exposed. And it's the most humbling and the most vulnerable and the most sacred and beautiful process to allow yourself to be seen. And yes, it might feel absolutely terrifying at first, absolutely terrifying because there is nothing to cover you. There's nothing to save you from comments or feedback or anything like that. But it's truthful. And over time, like building a muscle, it starts to feel more and more natural. Okay. So before I end off, I want to dive into one of the topics that comes up a lot with this, well, in this space. And it's the question of, okay, but when do I share? When do I start to share those vulnerable spaces of myself? And to this, I always say, you start to share these things when the wound has become a scar, right? It's no longer painful. It no longer triggers you. It's no longer this tender space that is just so close to your heart. You share when you can speak about it with confidence and with a neutral knowing that it's fine, it's done. Because then if you do have any backlash, if you do have anyone that is triggered by it and like lashes out at you, it doesn't matter. You've already healed it. You've already moved past it. You don't take those things to heart. It doesn't reopen the wound for you. Okay. And another thing is when it comes to what to share and what not to share, we never share things that are going to hurt others. So, and this comes from a space of sharing from a space of healing and a space of neutrality, right? Because there's a big difference between sharing about a painful experience and then sharing from a point of, you know, so-and-so was an a-hole and they did this to me and they're just like the worst person and this is what caused me to start my business, right? We don't want to let prejudice or opinions or something that is so nuanced to come in because that is still a perspective, right? It is our perspective from the anchor point and the awareness of what that pain brought up for us. So it's really to be mindful of knowing that the scar is there, it's healed, it's done, and you can share without triggering others because we always share from a space of conscious awareness. Okay, I feel like I could speak about this for days, for months, for years. It is such a powerful, such a transformative, and such a deep, 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 deep topic. And the great thing is that this is your journey with you, right? Unveiling your sacred story is something that will continue to happen for years to come. And it's the most beautiful process you can ever go through in life, in your business, in any aspect that you deal with, in like any experience, really. Knowing yourself, knowing where you've come from, knowing where you're going, that is the greatest gift you can ever give yourself. So have the courage. Have the courage to allow everything to just fall and really meet yourself on the other side of all of this. Introduce yourself to yourself. Get to know yourself. And I really hope that you will become the best friends, the best friends. Because at the end of the day, when you leave this life with a suitcase of memories in hand, you are leaving with yourself and that is it. So make sure that you find out more about that person and make them your closest companion. Have a beautiful week. Whispers in my head.